Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Well, thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, welcome back. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll be firing up some basketball conversation with our buddy Bobby Corella, All-City Dallas. Looking forward to that. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Broadus.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks to the folks, too, that were, when I did see the text, a couple of people were saying that they appreciate my talking about John King, that like they my recommendation to watch John King last night.
Was he in his bag?
Hey, I
did he meet the moment last night?
I want to thank you as well.
He had his game. He was ready for game day.
He was breaking it down, man.
And everything about him is he's so just calm about it. He's just so calm, and you know you're kind of like, well, here's. Just tell me what the path to victory is.
He's walking you through every possibility, all the math.
It's
all
such
the
an moves. Emotional sport for him to be so composed.
The history
like
of each little region and area.
I used to live in Wisconsin for 5 years. I didn't know about the wow counties, you know, up there. So he was kind of walking me all through them. So, but you folks that reached out to me, you're welcome. I'm glad it helped you.
I couldn't get her to turn it over to CNN. We were on CBS, and I don't know the guy's name, but he was really struggling.
Oh, really?
Really struggling.
Let me tell you, man.
CBS. What's their role? What would be their name? Like, it's the CBS.
I think it's called Election Night. CBS Election Night.
What's the name of that guy?
Oh yeah. No, I
was trying to.
I don't deviate from my guy over there just because he's been on he's covered like 16 of these things. So I'm just kind of like, I think he just explains. He's kind of like my tight end from Carolina. Explaining the
Greg Olson.
He's a Greg Olson. He's just kind of explaining things to me. I like it.
That's a heck of a compliment.
Yeah, I like that a lot. All right, the Philadelphia Eagles here. Okay, this is going to be an interesting matchup for you this week. And we can get into the Saquon Barkley stuff. I think he has made a difference here. I think your path to maybe stopping this offense, and I don't think this offensive line is as good as it's been in the past. I think they've got a couple of different spots that maybe, you know, and we'll see with Micah Parsons and now with Carl Lawson a little bit and maybe how they could, if you could get Philadelphia to throw the football. Now, the Dallas run defense has been a struggle. And when the Cowboys have played the Eagles in the past, they've kind of taken advantage of Micah Parsons. You know, we'll see with Micah this week and, you know, his availability. Hopefully he'll be back playing for you. I don't think this quarterback, his numbers are similar to running like he has in the past, but I think it's more out of running because of the offensive line than it is the RPO stuff and things like that.
He's just running away from pressure?
He's running away from pressure. And they're struggling on a couple of different fronts on their offensive line. They're a good run blocking line. I'll give them credit for that. The double team stuff, this Mekhi Becton, who they got from the Jets,
uh-huh.
Who was a busty kind of tackle with the Jets.
He's a massive human being.
He's a massive human being, but he doesn't have the foot quickness that you think about. I mean, the reason they're playing him inside is because he's not a quick guy. So there's where Dallas, you hear about us talk about Dallas and their problem with twist fronts or moving the front. I'm you know, Osa played really, really well for you last week. This is a spot I would look at with Mekhi Becton. And especially if it, now, he's so massive in the pass protection and all that, and the coming off in the running game, that's going to be a problem. But if you could get him to have to move with you, there's where I watched a lot of these pressures. I go back, I can break my film down and say, all right, just give me the pressures. You know, they're having problems with Fred Johnson. He's the left tackle. Having problems with him with pressures. Having problems with the guy, the left guard, Landon Dickerson. Pressures there. Becton, the right guard, he doesn't move as quick. You know, Cam Jurgens at center, they still do things like what they used to do with Kelsey when the center's uncovered, let's pull and get him out in space and Saquon Barkley, he's done a really, really good job for them running the football. I think he's completely helped Jalen Hurts in this offense with his ability. You're going to have to worry about him not only running the ball, but in the passing game. Two wheel routes. Watch both these wheel routes. Two touchdowns. Just off wheel routes. You know. Now, I will say this. Him and Kenneth Gainwell, if they stay in and block, they give up some sacks. They give up some pressures. So this game is, to me, if you're going to have any real success against the Eagles, you're going to have to force these guys to throw the football. A.J. Brown is dealing with the knee injury. Dallas Goedert is dealing with a hamstring. If I had to say, what order would you say you have to, in importance of dealing with this Philadelphia offense? I'm going to take Barkley out of it just because we understand the running part of it. Throwing the football, you're going to have to deal with Smith. And then if Goddard plays, I would be worried about him. And then I would worry about Brown third is how I would play this out. Now,
oh, wow.
That's interesting because they have not won a game that A.J. Brown did not start.
I know. But I just, in watching the film and what this quarterback does.
Yeah.
You know, Brown, don't get me wrong, Brown's a nice player. I think when Jalen Hurts gets in trouble,
okay,
or he's like his.
I remember that from last year. He would look for Devontae Smith.
His progression is: give me the hook or the hitch, give me the cross with Smith, or give me the post with Smith. I think Brown, and then what you have with Dallas Goedert is the middle of the field stuff, the block, and kind of what you saw from Kittle. You know, you don't need to get in one of these games again like you did against San Francisco where you put Wilson on Kittle and then said, oh, that's how we're going to roll. This could be – I think you need to treat Dallas Goedert if he plays. We'll see with the hamstring, but I'm acting like he's going to play. But I feel like, though, that's the order of progression.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That I would go with, but maybe this is about with Goddard and others that I would think about playing McQuamu on him or almost treating him like a wide receiver because it's not going to be like the down the field stuff like you get from Kittle, but it's underneath. It's the crossing routes. It's the, you know, it's the delay block, and all of a sudden he kind of sneaks out in the route. When you get down the red zone, you're going to have to worry about Smith. That's their guy that they're gonna try and get the ball to down there, because he does a great job of finding that space and getting open. He's really difficult to deal with. You're going to get this team runs a lot of 12 personnel, which is the one back and two tight end. But in Jacksonville last week, they went a lot of 11 personnel. They must have felt like that they had a better match. Now, it might have been because of Dallas Goedert being out too. Calcaterra, the other tight end, I think is a good player. He's a guy that when they get him in route, he does a pretty good job. He's not going to drop any balls. He wears number 81. And they played Jack Stoll last week. And that so they were down with Dallas Goedert. I think that's why they played so much 11 personnel. But if Goddard's back, I would expect them to have to get back into their 12 personnel stuff. And that helps them in their running game. But, man, I'll tell you what, this offensive line, if you can get them to have to play in pass protection, that's going to be the trick in this one if you want to have a chance, I think, to kind of slow these guys down.
I mean, you purposely avoided Saquon Barkley in there, but is this a situation they don't have to pass that much?
Well, I think that Barkley is going to, and I know I just took a little pause. Barkley has, and I mentioned this, he's done a great job for him for the Eagles. They put him in that sidecar look with a shotgun snap, hand him the ball. He still is able to make cuts. He's powerful. He's got the vision and things. Cowboys have done a pretty good job in their history against him, but that's with the Giants with no offensive line, no quarterback, no real skill guys. I mean, he was the focus. He doesn't have to be the focus in this offense, but he's played up to his billing. He really, really has.
From study, like obviously we see them twice a year, but do you notice any Kellen Moore differences with the way that the plays they're running, any of the design, like what they're doing offensively?
I think that his plays are better because Jeff Southland, the offensive line coach, is a better coach. And I think that some of the stuff in the running game that they do,
more creative,
much more. Yeah, and
that's really what he needed help with.
Yeah, that's what he absolutely. I mean, we've talked about that with the guy at the Commanders, you know, Cliff Kingsbury. All of a sudden, hey, I don't have a real running game, and now I'm, you know, you go out and you learn some things, pick up some things. I think Kellen Moore, with him being with the Chargers, and then but Jeff Southland, who is the offensive line coach,
one of the most respected in the league,
guy is really good at it, and his offensive line, like I say. Run block. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to when we get a chance to talk to Eric Kendricks tomorrow about the. I was watching with Cam, and this is something I just picked up when they're in shotgun, and Becton, he looks back and as soon as he taps the center, like in a situation like they're going to be in a hostile crowd environment. Right. Well,
I think it's going to be a home. Okay. Philly home
just
crowd.
What I'm saying, there's going to be Cowboy fans at the game yelling, okay, if you can.
Yeah, it'll be a couple.
But well, the Eagle fans are done. They'll cheer.
But as soon as he taps him, ball snapped.
That's every time?
Every time.
Oh, wow.
As soon as, and I'm kind of thinking.
That's rookie
stuff. If you're going to get off the ball, I'm going to ask him, Eric, hey, have you noticed that every time that Becton just, because he touches, he taps Juergens, and then the ball goes. So maybe you could get a little bit of – maybe they're watching film this week and thinking about how to get off the ball a little bit quicker, get into these guys. Because I started picking that up. I'm like, man, every time you touch them, the ball's being snapped.
You snuck in a little busty comment there on Mekhi Becton. Was that a man boobs joke? Is that what you were going for?
No. I was just going to, you know, the busty.
He does have moobs.
Yeah, he's a big man. But they've got moves. They've got some problems
from one move guy to another.
They've got some things that if you just have to, you don't let them punish you in the running game. And Barkley can do that. You know, where they get in the pistol formation, hand it to him. Sidecar formation, hand it to him.
I would have to imagine, much like Atlanta and every other team, like they can just go get 5 or 6 yards. Anytime they want it by handing off the football, it feels like.
Their line is capable of doing that, yeah, the way they run.
Well, and the Cowboys' defense in particular, it seems like it doesn't matter who they go up against. That's going to be, unless it's the Giants or the Steelers, I guess, They pretty much don't know how to figure it out. The Eagles have been feasting. I mean, one way to get your offense going is just play a bunch of awful defenses. And that's they're on a run right now of that. Because you score 15 points versus the Saints in September and 16 versus the Bucks, and then you go play bottom third in the league defense, Browns, bottom third in the league defense, Giants, bottom third in the league, Bengals defense, and then the Jags.
They're on a run.
They're just tearing up bad defenses, and good news for them this week, much the same.
Yeah. If I could, like I say, Fred Johnson, the left tackle, that's where I'd try and get Micah. And I mentioned this, Barkley and Gainwell both poor. If they're trying to double guys, that could be a problem right there. That could be a problem for them because both those guys have given up pressures and they've given up sacks. And Fred Johnson one-on-one, and they leave him one-on-one quite a bit.
I've never even heard of this Fred guy.
Fred Johnson.
Yeah. Is this a new
Freddie J?
We go up against the Eagles offensive line for so many years. Yeah, you get familiar with the names, and all of a sudden they're running out of Fred, and he's turnstile.
Oh no, he
sounds made up.
He was a college free agent with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then the Eagles signed him. I mean, he's been with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay. This guy's kind of bounced around. You know, Philadelphia had him on the practice squad a couple years, so he's been in the system now a couple years.
Sounds like a great week to be getting Micah Parsons back.
Hopefully so.
Signs are pointing towards that. We'll give you an update on that and many other stories. But Bobby Corella from All City Dallas, one of our favorite Mavs guests, is going to join us on the other side, talk about tonight's game with the Bulls and the now walking wounded Mavericks roster. That's coming up next right here, G-Bag Nation, The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.